You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:02 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. You got some thoughts on this Garrett Cole thing. You are more than where you think. Listen, and a book has just come out by Andy Martino about how the Astros were still cheating in 2019 and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, just how horrible, what horrible, horrible, horrible people anyone in who's involved in the Astros organization is. Shut the up, Andy Martino. You're just trying. You and John Boy has made yourselves so rich off the Astros, off your lying and cheating ways. And but the good thing the Yankees are pious, and we find how pious they are in Garrett Cole when asked this question.
He didn't see this one coming.
About spider tack, which makes it a sticky substance where you can get a good grip and spin rate increases. Here is Garrett Cole explaining it to all of us.
Have you ever used spider tack while pitching?
I don't. I don't know. I don't know if. I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest. I mean, there are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, from the last generation of players to this generation of players. And, I think there are some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard. And I've stood pretty firm in terms of that, in terms of the communication between our peers and whatnot. Like I mentioned earlier, there's, you know, this is important to a lot of people that love the game, and this is including the players in this room, including fans, including, you know, teams. And so if MLB wants to, you know, legislate some more stuff, that's a conversation that we can have, because ultimately we should all be pulling in the same direction.
Now what now?
Did you use
now
fire
what
tack?
Now?
The elders and customs of our forefathers. With Plymouth Rock landed on us, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Bamboozled. Yes or no? Did you use it? Yes. Here's his answer. Mm. Yes. Mm. I don't know about the customs of the elders. I don't know about any type of vision quests. I don't know what exactly he's talking about, that he tries to make it more than just yes or no, where he's looking through his word salad trying to find just the perfect... Just say, yeah, oh, yeah, I've used that. Yeah, it works great. Yeah. Now, I stopped using this and my spin rates dropped off and I got roped all over the yard. But, I use that stuff. Yeah. Everyone does. A lot of people do.
Weird how when this spin rate crap is getting close to L.A. and New York teams, there's a new book on the Astros cheating. Got to be a coincidence. I think Andy Martino, Dell's guy. Andy Martino, he's just been on the Astros' ass for
what?
And he's been come get your man.
Excuse me.
Okay, so the racist American soccer fans are my people.
Those are your people.
He said something egregious. Keyshawn, my guy.
Yeah.
How is Martino my guy?
I don't know. Jackie said, "Come get your man, though." Your Italian guy.
I'm not Italian.
Yeah.
I'm not from the East
Jackie
Coast.
Said it. I don't know. Jackie knows you have Italian, New York Italian ties.
Ooh, I feel like I wouldn't fit in very well. I feel like things
you
would
watch
be
The Godfather?
I feel like things would be said about me and that they wouldn't, that I wouldn't enjoy. Because I certainly wouldn't just. I saw what they did to Samuel Jackson, Goodfellas. Yeah. I'm not looking for that. I don't want to be involved.
No, you don't want any part of that. Not New York Italians.
No, I have...
Especially back in the day.
No. You didn't want that. Mm. I have... if you're a fan of Succession on HBO, I cannot stop thinking that Garrett Cole sounds exactly like Cousin Greg, who's this bumbling, stumbling character...
Wonderful.
who is fantastic. Do you have any cousin Greg? I want to compare.
Well, let's give you some Garrett Cole, a shortened version.
Yeah, juxtapose the two, and let's see how similar they sound.
That's wonderful. Here's we'll go with cousin Greg first.
I either owe it to tell him, owe it to him to tell him, or I don't owe it to him to totally not tell him.
And now Garrett Cole. That's
eerily similar.
I don't know if he's cousin Greg.
He's cousin Greg.
Can you go back to cousin Greg?
I ain't got that type of quick capabilities.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you could DJ if you're on the ones and the twos.
No.
I don't know if you could just crossfade, like if you could crossfade it.
Longhorn Scott could do it. Waka, waka, waka.
Oof. Well, does cousin Greg curse out 20-something women as well? Like 20-something-year-old women?
20-year-old women?
Yeah, no, like, he does not do that.
No,
cousin Greg doesn't really cuss in any of these. The best of cousin Greg's, there's the one at the very beginning, I don't know if you got that cleaned up, where he's trying to lie about why he got fired from an amusement park.
For those of you know who cousin Greg is in Succession, and
it's a show you would definitely recommend.
Great character.
You've seen it, right?
I seen the first four episodes of season one. I didn't get past that. But yeah, I'll check it out. I'll probably do a marathon when season three comes out.
Has it just been two? That's right. It's only been two seasons. So.
Steven LC says, is he George McFly?
Okay. Can you play them again? I want to hear, see if you can crossfade them now. Who are you going to play first?
Well, I'm going to play Garrett Cole first.
Okay, here's Garrett Cole.
I don't know how to answer this.
And then cousin Greg.
I either owe it to tell him, owe it to him to tell him, or I don't owe it to him to totally not tell him.
I don't know how to answer that, to be honest.
Cousin Greg Cole.
That's not cousin Greg?
It is cousin. I mean, they almost sound like the same voice.
They sound similar. Yeah. That's what I was saying. They sound eerily similar as well.
Mm. I personally believe that he is cousin.
Oh.
Cousin Greg.
I personally believe. And boom goes the dynamite. By the way, let's not sleep on that kid.
No, he's awesome.
He also had the...
He was still working in the business after.
We haven't played that for a while.
No.
He's got about
as long a pause as Garrett Cole does.
That pause.
And boom goes the dynamite.
And George McFly with, get your damn hands off of her. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's actually not a bad one either.
Let's get Jim in here. He wants to talk about Garrett Cole. What do you say, Jim?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for letting me in. I love your show. Garrett Cole. This guy, how stupid that he didn't know that question was coming. And even more stupid is, why didn't he just say, I have no comment on that? What an idiot. It's funny that he was all into bashing the Astros and everything else, kind of like I'm wondering what's happening with this Houston karma bitches. George Springer, he hadn't played a single inning this year. And James Harden, it breaks my heart that he just ain't going to be able to win a ring with the Nets. Just stay on the bench, James. You look a lot better there, and it's a lot better than just going out on the floor and laying down like an old hag, which you normally do any time after the first round of the playoffs. So you have a great morning. Thank you.
Laying down like an old hag? What?
Attaboy, Jim. Hadn't heard from Jim in a little while.
He sounded pretty sober that time.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know.
Sober.
I feel like there's at least a buzz.
My sober. Yeah, maybe a buzz, but he's even more sober.
You old hag. James and old
better
hag.
Better laying down on the ground, you old hag.
You old hag. I didn't know that he was an old hag.
So I want to try this. I mean, you can think about some of these through the break. Here, we've got this from Twitter. It says, Cole answered a yes or no question as if he is being asked what happens when we die. So I'm going to ask a question. Let me see if it sounds right. Hey, Garrett, Lance Zierlein from the Daily Planet. Question. What happens when we die?
Wall pigeon.
I don't. I don't know. I don't know if. I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that.
Okay, let me do this one. Ready, Garrett? Question. Hi, Garrett. I am a little kid. How are babies made?
I don't know. I don't know if. I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that. To be honest,
Garrett, I'm also a little kid, and one of the kids in my second grade daycare told me that babies come out of the butt. Is that true?
I either owe it to tell him, owe it to him to tell him, or I don't owe it to him to totally not tell him.
Ask one. Go ahead. Ask Garrett one of your questions.
I saw mommy naked. What? How come she? That doesn't look like mine.
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that. To be honest.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't look like mine.
We got to take a break. 913 ESPN 97.5 7037803776.
Why did Daryl Morey never sign sharpshooters from the 3-point range when that was his entire offense?
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that. Yeah. To be honest.
No, that is an unanswerable question. And another question that the Texans have today is, who the hell were they going to? One thing we know, it was going to be a quarterback for sure, and we'll tell you why next right here on ESPN 97.5. But right now, I'm talking about absolute marble and granite, Jeff Aaronoff. How you doing, Jeff? How you doing today? I'm going to tell you how he's doing. He's busy. You know what Jeff Aaronoff is doing? He's doing entire hotels all around the country. That's what Jeff Aaronoff is doing. He's doing huge, huge jobs. He's doing entire remodeling houses. He's doing entire outdoor patios. He's doing entire kitchens. It's what Jeff Aaronoff does. If you got a big job, you need something done, you're outdoors and you're just sick of how it looks, or you don't have that outdoor kitchen, you want that outdoor kitchen, you got it. Jeff Aaronoff is here for you. Got to be a big job. Can't be something, I got some tiles I need replacing. That's not what Jeff Aaronoff does. Jeff Aaronoff, an absolute marble and granite, is going to come in and put in entire kitchens, bathrooms, playrooms, whatever room it is that you need designed and that you need. And, oh, by the way, you don't need an architect because Jeff is right here for you. He'll have a book for you can pick. He can help you choose because you really don't know what you're doing. Jeff does. So if you're looking for that kind of service, you're looking for that kind of quality work, all you got to do is give him a call, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
Don't miss the Pasadena Gun Show.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, what's disturbing here in this story is that it was quarterback or bust. Apparently, according to two different reports, Mark Berman reported that it was going to be Davis Mills, that before Kyle Trask was taken at number 64, that the Texans had called him and told him they were picking him, Davis Mills, at 67. Texans actually called him a few picks before Trask was called, said Mills' sister, Allie Mills. We knew he was in competition with Trask and Mond. We didn't even care when we heard their names because the Texans had already called Davis. Well, according to Kellen Mond's dad, the Texans had told Kellen Mond's agent that it was going to be Kellen Mond at 67. unfortunately or fortunately, however you look at it, he was taken with the 66th pick by the Vikings. So we're sitting at this at the family home on the couch, and Mon gets the call a couple of minutes later, and it's a team, said Kevin. Then when he hung up the phone, he says, I'm going to the Vikings. The Texans had already told his agent they're getting ready to take him at pick 67. The Vikings happened to have the pick 66. So what we get out of this is maybe the Texans were just covering all their bases, telling, okay, you're there, I'm going to take you. You're there, I'm going to take you. If they were both there, I don't know what kind of decision the Texans would have made. But regardless, it was going to be a quarterback, which we don't know which one they liked more. We have no idea because apparently they liked both of them enough to take both of them there. It would be interesting to see if Kellen Mond wasn't there, if Kellen Mond was there, whether or not they would have taken him. But that it had to be a quarterback.
It's strange because you're going in, like if you're clear-headed, you're going in knowing there's a pretty good chance Deshaun. Remember, all the Deshaun stuff came out by the draft. So we knew about all the Deshaun stuff. How do you go into a draft knowing that you're probably going to need a quarterback because Deshaun is leaving, knowing that you're probably going to not be great, if you're honest about it?
What if this, though? What if at by 62, 63, it's clear the two highest guys on your board mm-hmm. are Mond and Davis Mills?
That doesn't make sense when you're next year you're going to have a much higher pick.
Yeah, okay, but we're talking about this draft and this and if those guys are the highest two guys
right.
on your board,
you traded for Finley already.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense that the Packers taking Jordan Love with their first pick last year. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, so he can sit for 4 years behind Aaron Rodgers? Or was your plan, much like Brett Favre, let's get him out, let's get Aaron Rodgers out of here, and then all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers is an MVP
but
and
none
you're
of
screwed?
None of this makes sense for the Texans because if you know you're going to have, okay, you have a first rounder next year. We know this definitively. Mm-hmm. You are going to have a first round pick for the I know it's feels like you never have first round picks, but next year you actually have one. If you're honest about your roster and Deshaun not playing, you know that you're going to be in the bottom third of the league. More than likely, and I would tell you that you're going to be in the bottom, more than the bottom third. You're going to be in the bottom 10% of the league, to be honest with you. You're going to be top, you're going to be one of the worst three teams. So if that ends up being the case, and let's say even just worst five or six, you've got a better opportunity to get a quarterback there. What you're telling me then is that in your analysis, you believe that the quarterbacks who you now have on the board, because you have holes all over the team. You believe that these third-round quarterbacks, potentially Kellen Mond and or I should say Davis Mills and or Kellen Mond, if all of this is to believe, that has more value than need positions like cornerback, like defensive lineman, i.e. Aleem McNeil. I have actual names of guys I could tell you that I think would have really helped the Texans. I'm not just saying it, you know, I'm not saying it as a concept. I can tell you people who I thought would have really helped the Texans. Now, they do their own homework. They do their own work. They know the backgrounds on these guys. They have their own evaluations. But if you're evaluating a quarterback like Kellen Mond or Davis Mills ahead of some of these other players, relative to the early draft pick you're going to have next year, I just have a real problem with that. It doesn't make sense. I'm fine with you drafting either one of those guys. I really am. But I wouldn't push it. If you thought your strategy was going to be to trade back, you can't get out of that strategy. You should stay with that strategy and stay true to the concept of next year we're in the first. Next year, it may be a high first. Next year, we may be looking at quarterback because Deshaun's not going to be back. And unless you really thought Deshaun was going to be back, which you couldn't have thought that.
No.
Unless the only way, here, I take it back. Drafting Davis Mills, the only way that makes real logical sense is if you believe he is a first-round talent or if you believe that Deshaun is somehow going to be back and he is now your backup option that you think you can groom into a number
one. Doesn't this dispute that Davis Mills theory that you thought he was a first-round talent? Because Kellen Mond or Davis Mills, you had to decide on both. It was just quarterback or bust. That was it.
Actually, that makes more sense, honestly.
Now
if you're willing
to
look at either one.
They can't claim, well, we had to have Davis Mills because he was the top of our... Wait a minute. You just told Kellen Mond
he was going to be the pick. If that information is true, then it looks like they're drafting a position.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying that they don't like the players, but it looks more like the position was more important necessarily than one particular player.
Yeah.
Maybe they had them both graded the same.
But that's not first round.
It just...
That's not... We got such a value here, we can't pass on them.
Honestly, I haven't talked to one person who sees the logic, and I'm not trying to rip them. I'm just trying to be honest. I haven't talked to one person around football. Most football people say, "Hey, you know, we grade the guys how we grade them." So I don't begrudge another team for saying they really like Davis Mills, whatever the case may be. The thing that makes it more difficult is that a guy with 11 starts and a little bit of an injury background, and even an issue with the shoulder going into the draft, that you covet him more than a potential early first round quarterback next year. That's the one that doesn't make sense to people. If you wait a year, you're going to have a great shot.
But they don't think like that. When asked about all of this stuff, I don't know. They actually think that they're going to be a good football team. They actually think that they're going to be competitive. They don't think like we do. They think, you know, we're all saying, oh, good, we're going to have a high draft pick. Now it's going to work out. You're going to get multiple picks for Deshaun. And now it's going to be a short amount of time before they turn it around. They actually think that they're going to win football games this year. Well, I don't know the gall. I don't know the intelligence of that. The gall. Good day, sir.
Gall does sound like that. You know what? The other day I was at Blue Dorn. I had a good meal at Blue Dorn. I liked it. You liked it.
It's the one that went out the door? Or no, is it the one?
It was the one
here?
That used to be passing provisions. You and Wendy went there. You said you liked it.
Did I?
Off of Taft. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. Go ahead.
Yeah, you said not that long ago. But
oh no, Wendy went. I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't go.
Yeah, I didn't go.
It just came to. I didn't try to do.
She liked it.
I just said something like, you know what, a glass of water would be great, my good man. And Chris Ellis goes, my good man, that's got legs. Like, immediately, my good man is something you can. You can just, you know, you can use that. Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Hey, sir, would you, you know, can I get you peanuts, popcorn? I'll take two peanuts, my good man. You can say that in an Astros game.
You have to say
game.
It with a British accent, though.
No, I don't think you do.
I think.
Good day, sir, you do.
My good man. That's a pleasant shirt you're wearing
there,
my good man.
But you know, rich people also sound like, they don't have to sound British, but they've got a rich sound to them.
No.
Like they're rich. Well, not your rich friends, but other rich people, old money rich.
See, to me, it's very English. That's extraordinary, my good man.
Yeah, my good man can be English. Yeah. Obviously, anything can be English.
The Dells people.
How's he English now?
Oh, he speaks the Queen's English. No one, you can't, everybody's like.
No, but we're talking about British accents.
Well,
we're talking
about
English. We're talking about people from Great Britain.
I know. That's what Dells, he uses. It's, he sounds
like
he's got a British
accent. We
can't
put him on Long Beach, Daytona,
and Great
Britain.
He uses the Queen's English. That's it. Okay? That's Dell.
How do I use the Queen's English when I brought EAD to this show?
Well, I mean, the Brits, you know, they say ugly words.
Yeah, I don't.
Over there.
I don't say what they say.
No, I say they say like bad words over there.
Yeah, they say ugly things, and I don't say those things.
Yeah, well, EAD is kind of ugly.
Yeah, but I'm not a Brit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you are using anything that's negative and ascribing it to me. I think that's your thing today. Hey.
I got to have a thing today.
Hey, look.
I'm hungover. I got
to look
thing.
How racist those soccer fans are, Del. Get your people.
Get your guy.
What?
Get your mans.
I didn't tweet at the U.S. national team member.
I got to take out my hangover with somebody. Hey, Lance.
Okay.
We don't make knee-jerk decisions. I don't even know what you do. What do you do, man?
We don't make knee-jerk decisions.
He's not here anymore.
Tommy Stark.
He's not here anymore. He doesn't get
to
talk.
Why do people send you pictures of... Bill O'Brien.
I don't know. He doesn't get to talk anymore for the Texans.
No,
he didn't hear. He calls plays now for Nick Saban until Nick fistfights him on the sideline. I don't think it will go well for Nick, by the way.
Yeah.
So, well, Nick's going to be around till he's 77.
2028 or 9? When's the extension?
Till he's 77.
The extension's till 2029, is it? Yeah.
How's that? How's that going to fit?
How's that? Well, you're the LSU fan. You tell us.
Well, he's going to be so senile on the sideline. It'll be great.
Nick seems pretty sharp.
You don't think Nick Saban, senile, could out-coach Ogeron? Lucid?
Coach O?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody out-coaching Coach O. Did you see him win a national championship?
I saw that Mike Leach's team, who, you know, wasn't very good last year, have their way with Coach O to start last year.
Yeah, that team was really rapid.
So I have seen
they lost 19 guys to the draft. Okay?
Yeah, Mississippi State still stinks. Hey, look, they're running that crossing route thing again. You may want to get out of man.
You know what? They went to Jim Harbaugh's School of Crossing Routes in the summer.
Hey, hiring Don Brown would be a big deal. Like, hey, you hired Don Brown. Yeah, but by the way, it was Mississippi State's wide receivers, not Ohio State's.
That doesn't matter. Same thing. They're both state schools.
They're both state schools. You know how I know there's a difference? Because Ohio State's backups transfer to Alabama and potentially start. Mississippi State's backup wide receivers aren't transferring to Bama to start. That's the difference.
Yeah. What round did Hill go in, the running back?
Did he get drafted?
Seven? Yeah, seventh to the Packers.
He was supposed to be like the greatest back
country. Too bad. So sad. Act like an a-hole. Get treated like one. Mm. I mean, quit on your team. Get treated like you quit it on your team.
A-hole.
Was he an a-hole?
I can tell you this. People in Mississippi State, not fans that I talked to.
No.
Not fans of Kylin Hill. So that's all I can tell you. I thought his tape was more like fourth round, but then that was last year.
That was before he was an a-hole.
And then he came back. His tape wasn't as good this year. And then everyone there thinks he just quit on the team.
I'm not fighting you on it. Did he have that reputation with the previous staff before Leach got there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think he was I don't know. I don't want to speak on that unless I know for sure.
I really don't know how to answer that.
I don't know if Kyler, I don't quite know how to answer that.
That sounded very Gary Cole.
I should have just leaned right into that.
All right, 930 ESPN 975 713-780-3776. What about some insurance? Let's go.
TGS Insurance text. I had two people over the last 3 days say, what's that insurance place? Been telling y'all forever. Text the word money to 232323. How would you like to continue to pay the same thing for shoes? Let's say you got some sweet kicks that you want to get, and you go to one place and you know they're going to sell them for $195, but you got another place that's selling them for $165. Why would you just keep going to the place that sells it for $195? It's the same shoe. Well, similarly, A-rated insurance companies, you get the same A-rated insurance company, but you are currently paying top dollar retail prices for your homeowner's insurance rather than having companies compete for your business by giving you competitive pricing. And competitive pricing is how you end up saving money. Competitive pricing is something that TGS Insurance does. That's who they are. That's what they do. Text the word money to 232323, and they will find you A-rated insurance company who is going to give you great coverage, but also at a competitive rate. And the average savings annually is right there at the $900 mark. Do not pass up on this. Stop throwing away your money when you could get exactly what you're looking for much, much less. Text the word money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 933 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
Even New York radio, WFAN.
We got to play that.
They can't believe Garrett Cole's answer.
We got to play that. Even New York is going, what the bleep, dude? Really? That's your answer? It is surprising that he wasn't. Garrett Cole was not. For those of you who didn't hear it, Garrett Cole, you got it. It's easy to find. Just look up Garrett Cole and Spider Tech, and you will hear the worst response ever to a question. Next, I personally believe that.
Well, yeah, that's the. Is that the worst answer?
Well, I tell you what, Garrett Cole is now on the Mount Rushmore.
We've had, I saw a top four. Kamala Harris's answer about where she was kind of stumbling around about, have you been to the border? Like, I've never been to Europe, so whatever. Like, oh, that's not a good one. Lester Holt just kept pressing her. Then I heard Garrett call him like, okay, this is way worse. And then Dell played, can you refresh our memories on Miss South Carolina? Oh, I take it, Miss Teen South Carolina.
Teen South Carolina.
When she was asked a question, this is probably the worst answer to a question I've ever heard. And then Garrett Cole.
I'm telling you, it's a Mount Rushmore.
Second, but what about when there was some stuff during, I wasn't comfortable with Roger Clemens' answers necessarily during the Mitchell report. Remember the hearing about, yeah. Oh, my wife got the injections or whatever. Like, oh, this is, I wouldn't say that.
He wasn't stumbling and bumbling.
No. In terms of just pure optics.
Are there other stumbling, bumbling answers do we know of?
All time?
I mean, not like Cousin Greg, but...
His inability...
But real stuff.
When he freezes in time, Garrett Cole, and he's trying to whip through his brain about all the different scenarios that will happen with each answer.
How is he not prepared for this? I mean, this has been going on for days. Bauer's been talking to everybody.
What do you mean?
There's guys have been suspended. That this question was going to come Garrett Cole's way after he gave a five against Tampa?
When has Garrett Cole been pressed on anything? When have the Yankees been pressed on anything?
Well,
by media.
But you got to know that this is a topic of Major League Baseball.
Maybe Garrett Cole's not a brain surgeon.
Well, that said, yeah, okay.
I don't know. Here's the worst answer.
Oh. I don't. Huh?
I don't know.
I thought you said spider.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe he's not a brain surgeon.
No,
he throws a baseball.
Yeah, but Miss Teen Carolina could be South Carolina.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she's selling houses
just,
now.
Dell, play 10 seconds of Miss Teen South Carolina, then Garrett Cole 10 seconds, and let's really frame what they were answering, what was on the line, and let's see who had the worst 10 seconds.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate
Start
the U.S.
the clock
on
whenever
a world
she
map.
Starts her answer.
Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation.
Okay, that's her 10
How
seconds.
How much was answered there?
Now,
U.S. Americans,
Sama,
I personally believe, are U.S. Americans.
U.S. Americans.
Nothing was answered.
She did damage to her own credibility. I personally believe we'll live in infamy in... I mean, it's a wonderful way to start.
So you got that 10 seconds. Now, she was a
teenager.
Whenever
my wife asked me stuff, I don't want.
She was a teenager, right? Right? She was a teenager.
Right.
Making no money then.
Right.
She's a teenager answering a question. And what was on the line was not her credit. Well, in a way, her credibility, if she's her intelligence, I guess.
She was in front of millions of people watching.
Yeah. And it was going to hurt. It was going to be used and discussed on sports radio and other things. Now here's Garrett Cole. Now I want to hear Garrett Cole's 10 seconds. You got Miss South Carolina, who the entire spectrum of her answer is
nothing
problematic. Well, but I just want the first 10 seconds
right,
now.
Right.
Let's hear Garrett Cole's first 10 seconds and tell me that it's maybe not as bad, if not worse.
And have you ever used spider attack while pitching?
I don't know if...
That's 10 seconds.
Okay. Now, now you got the person who's, I personally believe some U.S. Americans, blah, blah, blah. And now you get Garrett Cole's. Which one's worse? Which 10 seconds is worse? Grown-ass man with $300 million contract, Miss Teen South Carolina trying to answer a question about geography.
Yeah, right.
Well, and the United States. And why
he already knows. I mean, he should. Again. I go back to how is he not prepared?
She can't anticipate the question that's coming.
Yeah.
He can anticipate that question coming.
Oh,
whose answer's worse?
He's worse.
The first 10 seconds at least.
But at least then he goes on to say, well, it's customary in baseball. It's a custom.
He said there were
it's handed down from elders. Which
is that good?
Well,
that's a good.
At least that you do glean something from it.
Well,
it's better than U.S. Americans.
No, nothing's bad as U.S.
No, I'm saying it's better. That's what I'm saying. The customs handed down is better than the U.S. American stuff.
From veterans, and then the rest of it was just garbage
that's
anyway.
Handed down yeah. is like you're talking. It's like no. It's like somebody who is talking about their yeah. you know their abuelita's custom of tamales at before Christmas, and we do this, and then we do this at church, and like that's a custom.
So is
sticky putting sticky stuff on a ball yeah, is not a custom
yeah,
like that.
Older pitchers teaching you how
it's
to
not
do
custom,
that.
It's just cheating. That's well, not
yeah,
a custom.
But it's a custom.
That's yeah. not a custom. It's called cheating. What's the trash can custom? What's that?
Well,
the baseball.
No, the Yankees passed that down to the Astros, and the Astros just did it better. That's all.
No, the Yankees had something in this new book by a Yankee fan that wrote.
Now
that
they
he
got
wrote,
buzzing Band-Aids.
Yeah, he said that the Yankees tried it. They may have tried it, but it was so complicated that it actually didn't even end up being cheating. That's the good thing.
So the Yankees aren't smart enough to do it. Well, we know that they don't employ smart people. If we're listening to Garrett Cole,
Baxter said, "Why didn't Cole just say what's spider tech? Never heard of it." Well, because he probably understands that he's going to get put on that, and the guy from in the clubhouse from the Los Angeles from what are they L.A. Angels, California Angels, whatever they are, the Angels said. Yeah, Garrett Cole used to buy stuff from me. He used to order stuff. And I think Verlander, too, right? Wasn't it both of them?
I forget if Verlander.
I know Cole was in it.
I don't
it.
Know if Verlander was in it.
We don't care about it. Verlander doesn't play baseball anymore, so it's irrelevant.
He's not even on the roster.
Yeah, he's not even on the
just
roster.
Just like Deshaun is
Deshaun's
on the roster.
Deshaun's on the roster.
Right?
Verlander's not even on the roster.
Yeah. Yeah. 713-780-3776.
Okay. Jared Taylor says, how is I'm not a draft expert not the worst answer by Nick Caserio?
When his job is to, that's pretty
bad,
too.
I mean, that's not a great answer. I still think Garrett Cole's 10 seconds is the worst 10 seconds, even worse than Miss South Carolina.
Huh.
Because he was basically found guilty in those 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Even New York said, okay, guilty as charged, case dismissed.
You got to get him that New York sound. Here's New York radio stations listening to this, a New York radio station listening to this and trying to decipher what he's saying. It's bad. It's
okay,
bad.
Can you get Garrett Cole? Here's another question from Tongue Dark Chris, anytime you say Tongue Dark Chris, yeah. You know you're a problem. Okay, this is Garrett Cole's dad. Garrett, I've got a question about why you're taking the extremely long showers now and all the hot water's gone now that you've turned 16.
I don't know. I don't know if... I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
It feels right.
It feels about right.
Feels about right.
Yeah, it sucks when you get caught. When you take it sucks when you get caught. You know what JT always did? JT, if he was to answer a question like that, he'd just go, "What?"
to
every time
to buy more time.
To buy time.
To buy time. You're only buying 3 seconds, Garrett.
What? And you go, okay, JT. What happened to the front of your car? Why? What did you get into an accident, JT? What? Yeah. Did you get into an accident, JT? What? Yeah. What?
Well, you know what? Sean says he has it from a trustworthy source. And if this source is trustworthy, I have to go with this. And he's got a trustworthy source, this guy named Sean Harris, who's a longtime listener. He said that he's heard that Garrett Cole found the recipe for spider tech in a cave near the Dead Sea. It was written by elders approximately 2,500 years ago.
Oh.
So it was handed down from the elders, yeah, in a way.
Right. Yeah.
Found in a cave. I mean, the elders handed this down. I can't be mad at that, I guess.
If it's the elders handing it down.
If the elders hand something down.
There's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it come from his tribe? His elders in his tribe?
Yeah. Or the wise man, a shaman, whatever different types of names you
have.
But
the Astros cheated. There was no garbage cans involved or buzzing Band-Aids.
Well, no, that was...
Band-Aids now.
No, Carlos Beltran didn't hand that down to them from what he did with the Yankees because they built a partition and a wall up.
Oh, that's right.
In New York where you weren't allowed
that.
To see.
Right. Well, they're virtuous. What about a custom patio? That's a virtuous place that you go to.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to meet with Stephen Schell. He's a little under the weather, and that's unfortunate because I couldn't wait to meet with him. I'm getting a kitchen. We're going to do a kitchen in my patio, and it's something I wish I would have done from the very beginning. You know, the flat top cooktop where you can do burgers, eggs, whatever you want there. I cannot wait to get that. And also a grill put in there to go along with my smoker. I mean, the patios from Texas Custom Patios are beyond impressive. When you look at the before and afters, you'll actually see property and backyards and setups and designs for the before that look just like your home. But then when you see the after, you think, wait a minute, my house could look like that. And that's when you really, it starts to lock in. Yeah, my house could like look like this. And that's the same thing that I experienced. When you go to tcplance.com, you can see what my house looked like before and after. And it's staggering, the improvements that they made. And all it's done was add value to my home. I recently checked with a real estate appraiser about value on my home in my neighborhood. And she said, yeah, that patio is going to make a massive difference for you. Same thing can be true for you. And it just makes your house a home. Makes it much more fun to go outside and enjoy yourself in your own custom-built patio. TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We haven't talked about our Astros in a while. You got the New York guys? We'll play them in just a minute. Did you send it to them? Did you send them to New York?
WFAN. Oh. I think he was tagged, though.
Oh, okay.
They'll check your timeline, please. Stop being so disrespectful of people who are trying to reach out and communicate with you from our fan base who feel like you're a brother to them, really.
I will tell them no. I'm not their brother.
Maybe Cousin Dell.
So are you a little bit...
Now I'm Cousin Greg, too. Yeah.
No, I just said Cousin Dell.
Cousin Dell. So are you a little bit worried? Luis Garcia left the game the other night. Luis Garcia left the game with a sickness. He was sick. That's why he left.
He was seven, sick.
He was sick.
That spotted fastball was sick.
No, not that kind of sick. Oh. Apparently, he's day-to-day. He stands as... He was ill.
Okay, let's get my colors back in.
Well, is that what you want? And Garcia out?
No, but if he's sick, on to the next one.
No, you... What?
He'll be all right. So you never had a stomachache?
Well,
you never felt bad today?
Lance McCullers missed some starts because of his.
Yeah, but Lance McCullers, I'd never heard about the simulated game he was supposed to throw this weekend. It was kind of quiet.
No, he's got starts coming up. It's coming this weekend. He was just throwing.
Oh, it was this weekend.
It's this weekend.
Okay. I mean, Garcia will be fine. How bad is his sickness? Does he have COVID?
No one knows, but at 7 1/3,
maybe his stomach, maybe he had some bad shrimp.
Well, you don't, what?
Yeah, you can bounce back.
He's going to pitch in Sugar Land tomorrow, just bullpen, and then he's going to pitch a real game this weekend, Lance McCullers.
Great, he'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Garcia, if you have to bring Christian Javier up, Christian Javier back into the, not bring him up, slide him back into the rotation. That's no big deal.
Well, McCullers going to pitch against the Rangers back here, so.
Well, I'm just saying for Garcia in his next spot, if he's still sick after that many days, if he's got a sickness, what sickness is last time many
days?
Well,
McCullers takes his spot in the rotation, that's all. If he's going to be out for a while, then McCullers just takes his spot.
Well, if he's out for a while.
Because the Rangers come here the 15th and 16th.
Well, I'm talking about the
Garcia's
next...
Garcia's scheduled against at Minnesota.
When?
Saturday.
That's what I'm saying. If Garcia's still sick, if you're really worried this is a long-term sickness, then that's fine. You can just roll Christian Javier into his spot. That's all right.
Yeah. He pitched six innings, not seven. Seven and a third was Fromber. Last night, Fromber.
Man,
he
Fromber
pitched six
was,
innings.
Fromber and, was dominant, too, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, Fromber was awesome. So, but this is, okay, I don't want Luis Garcia sick. And then how is he going to, come back weak? Does he have a stomach problem? Does he need some Gatorade? What does he need? I don't know. This is a little worrisome. I don't want my guy sick. Luis Garcia is our guy. But listen, if Odorizzi lays another egg here tonight, then you really, really have to consider that he's out of the rotation and Garcia's in when McCullers comes back. I mean, he gave you three full innings last outing.
Mm-hmm.
He can do that out of the bullpen from now on. His outings have been 3 1/3, 4 1/3, a third, 5 1/3.
Thank you.
And 3.
Thank you.
He can be material. Long relief.
That's
for you.
Long relief material.
Except if I'm James Click. Hey, I signed that guy. This is one of my signings.
How long did you sign
him? I didn't bring in Luis Garcia.
How long
I didn't
did
bring
you sign
Christy
him?
Javier.
No, are you trying to win or not? God, fire James. If James Click thinks that way, I want him fired immediately. If his whole thing is, I got to cover my ass because I signed him over this guy, Luis Garcia, is pitching like a borderline all-star over the last 5 weeks,
it's
then fire
year,
him.
3-year deal.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's 3 years?
It's not. Yeah, it's at 6, 5, and then a...
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, I think it's a team, a player option at...
6, 5, and then
player option is 6.5.
Player option is not good. 6.5.
Well, if you're Odorizzi and you think that's all you're worth now, then you're not good. Then that's going to suck. If he says yes to, and he might because he's older.
He got a.
If he says yes to that, then that means he hasn't been
well,
good.
Well, he got a $3 million signing bonus and then $6 million this year. He got his signing bonus was $6 million, and it's over the 2 years of the deal and then the player option. So he got $6 million in signing bonus. It's a 3-year, $23.5 million deal if he pitches that last year. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money in today's economy.
But you can't make pitching decisions based on who you signed. Best man should win. And Garcia's, you know, if you want to make decisions based on what Jackie's talked about, our listener who says, who's convinced, he and actually a couple listeners are convinced that Garcia's arm's going to wear out and fall off because he's never pitched, you know, more than like 108 innings. So how in the world could he possibly go longer than that? You got to pitch Odorizzi to save Garcia's arm. I'm not a big fan of that. At some point, every pitcher goes from not as many innings to much more innings. Fromber is in the middle of that right now.
So is the yearly cash, which is 8 this year, 7 next year, enough to force him into the rotation?
That's what I'm saying.
At 8 and 7 the next couple? He has to start at 8 and 7?
Yeah. Well, I mean, James Click's probably like, hey, I signed that guy. I didn't bring in any of those other guys. None of them. This is my guy, and he's gonna work out whether you like it or not, Papa. So keep running them out there. Garcia goes to the bullpen. Well, and that is a question: how many innings has Luis Garcia had in his past, and is Luis Garcia going to wear out? Jake Odorizzi ain't wearing out. He ain't pitched much. Garcia's been here, been doing it. At some point, he might hit a wall, Garcia.
Garcia, he could, but that's part of being a pitcher.
Yeah.
You learn how to work through it, too.
But at some point, though, you got more innings than you've ever pitched before, and you're going to get
tired. If you want to take losses because you're afraid, because you're going to pitch a guy who is inferior because you're worried about a guy hitting a wall, dude, keep rolling until he does hit a wall. And if he hits a wall, then you work through that. We saw Dallas Keuchel at different points in his career hit a wall. Lance McCullers. Yeah, it's kind of standard for pitchers who are doing that. But that's part of the process of growing up to be a big boy pitcher.
Yeah.
I'm not saying overuse. You can still maintain a semblance of pitch count. There may be a time where you want to dial back his pitch count. I'm fine with all that. But don't pitch an inferior pitcher because you're worried that something might happen with Luis Garcia unless he starts to feel some soreness. And, of course, you want every pitcher to be super honest with you about this. I think that's one of the biggest things that's changed since we've been doing radio, John, is that the idea that you got to plow through things. Yeah, in football and basketball, there's such a thing as playing hurt, but you have to be very careful with playing injured, especially if you're a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
If you pitch while you're injured, it's going to get worse almost 100% of the time. So pitchers have to be honest with you about being injured.
He's at 59 innings right now, and his high is 108.
Right.
As a professional. So 108 2/3 in 2019.
He's just over halfway there.
And we're closing in on...
Well, not really.
Well, not really the halfway
not really.
Point of the
There's
season.
Still lots of time to go.
Well, no. But they've played now... they've already played 60. Yeah, you still got 20 games to go. He's got a few more starts. So, he's on pace for 159 innings.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's great. That's 50 more than he had previously.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's his next. Never has he been a full-time starter like this. So that's his next step up. That's fine. What are we talking about here? He's going to be okay.
Load
we
don't management.
Have to treat him like he's okay. A tiny
load
little.
Load management.
I mean, we're treating him like
he
he's Kristaps.
About today's athlete.
We're talking about Kristaps Porzingis
that.
Here.
No.
That's he's in you, favor of
all you care about
forced
is your
labor
your
in college
load
sports.
Load management, he's
no.
Fine.
No.
He tells you he's
oh,
fine.
Okay.
Is he asking for time off?
Indentured servants to your college football wins.
We know.
Okay.
We know what he's about.
We know what that's about.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Asking a pitcher to pitch 159 is, boy, that's going back to the old, why don't they just draw and quarter him? Well, it's so, well, it's barbaric.
If he doesn't
this
do what you like,
barbaric.
You might. If he doesn't do what you like, you might ask for that.
Yeah.
I sentence thee to 160 innings. Death by 160 innings.
He wants college athletes yeah. To go, please, sir, please. Can I have some more?
More porridge.
More porridge, please.
More porridge, please.
That's who he is.
Yeah. We've never been paid.
That's
I
right.
Hope someone pays us yeah. At some point.
Oh, look at all the billions of dollars in the stadium,
look
and
at,
it all goes to us.
Look at me.
None to you.
I'm a simple five-star
none
who's
to
never
you.
Received
just run the football and
cash,
shut up.
Cash in my life. My parents have never received
if I,
a penny.
If I wanted your opinion, I'd give it to you.
I'll beat it out of you.
Now take these 160 innings and die, you simpleton.
Luis Garcia,
I can't go on anymore. I'm at 156 innings. Are you wishing death upon me, Click?
Pitch your four more innings and perish, peasant.
Ah! Ah! 160 innings. Mm. This is horrific. My arm is falling off.
But
no
sir,
one like, we're all right? Here for Lance's pleasure, aren't we?
But sir,
pitch 160
your 160 and be gone.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
But sir, he's near death. Then just go get another one.
Yeah.
Pitch on.
Yes.
Just get
I'm
another
sure we can find got, another.
Someone bring me
Garcia.
Christian Javier.
What? We can't get another one from Venezuela?
Venezuela?
Christian Javier. Step into the starting rotation.
They grow on trees there.
No one has pitched 100, and that's the thing is, and this is actually not a joke. If he can break the Major League Baseball record of 160 innings pitched, it's going to be something that is spectacular. No complete games, 160 innings pitched.
Well,
like
you don't know about
I don't
today's
know
athlete
if the modern
load
day,
management.
I don't know if the modern day athlete in the modern day pitcher is able to get to 160 because that's grueling.
It is grueling.
160 innings.
Innings.
Is
right.
Asking a ton.
That's right.
Have
so
you ever pitched
throw him in a bullpen and,
Lance,
and load manage him?
Have you ever pitched 155
yeah.
Innings before?
Have you ever?
I
don't
have
know.
Actually in Little League.
No, you did
no,
not.
No, you didn't.
Not even close.
They let us go.
No, your arms
long
your arm
pitch.
Fallen
no pitch
off.
Count. Actually, back in the day, we didn't have pitch counts.
No,
they just
no
tell you, you can't pitch.
How's
I don't even know
arm?
If it was a rule
it's
you couldn't pitch a second game.
Get out there again.
Well, that's right.
You're like.
I'm not like Wayne Graham.
Wayne Graham. You're Wayne Graham. 190
y'all
pitches.
Like, wait, Wayne Graham's rice pitchers had way more innings pitched than the Astros.
Wayne Graham, 190 Augie, pitches. You
Augie
got another inning in
hey,
you?
Hey, look, it's Augie Zuerlein in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Get back out there.
Get back out there.
Wayne is like,
that's you.
Roll the cards. Run the cards.
And by the way, we're not paying you. And you only get a partial scholarship. You get a quarter of your scholarship. How's that?
Well, play a different sport.
Yeah. How's that taste? And oh, by the way, yeah. And we're filling the stands, and we're winning the national championship, but you get nothing, and you'll like it.
I'm leaving for the show. Good day, sir.
Are you? Not when your arm's falling off, you ain't.
Bye, bitch.
Oh, ouch.
Yikes. I've already spoken my truth to power.
Wow, he just said
my
bye.
Work is done here.
Bye, bitch.
Good day, sir.
Again with that. All right, 713-780-3776. We get back to basketball. On the other side, we got a little Houston story here for you about Russell Westbrook, and we also have what happened last night in the NBA and what's going to happen tonight. So don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Move over your sound.
Real.
Let's go.
Fun sports.